Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to Northern Colorado's Voice, KFKA. It is the Hull Show, powered by PDC Energy. My name is Brady Hull. I've got a cold today. Hope I can make it through the show. Colfax, did you bring something for my throat today? I got a frog in there. I can't.
Sorry about that.
Can't.
Need some coffee?
I might have to get something here.
Okay.
No, actually, Brady Hull is a great friend of mine, and I'm honored enough to join Brady every most Wednesdays at 12:30. Colfax calls 14 different numbers trying to track me down, depending on where I am, and talks to my wife half the time. But I always enjoy jumping on the whole show here with Brady and Colfax and the crew at KFKA. My day job is I'm the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. And so, with Brady being off today, and by the way, be honest with us now, Colfax. I mean, he and the older listeners will understand this. He's got kind of a Johnny Carson kind of schedule, doesn't he?
Yeah, it's pretty lax.
Yeah. Carson, towards the end, I think, showed up on Tuesdays and Thursdays, okay. And I think that was pretty much it.
Yeah.
And so, Mr. Big Time, Brady Hull's got the week off. And so we're scraping the bottom of the barrel, and he's picking up whatever vagabond group they can have come in and fill in the show this week. And so he dropped me a line, I don't know, a week or two ago, and said, what do you think? And I thought, you know, this would be kind of fun. I haven't done this thing. I haven't done a talk show now for 4 years. For the folks that knew when I was on the air in Denver on a daily basis, I was at KOA down there for 13 years, actually, as a sports director. And so I used to do a lot of shows, but I haven't done this kind of thing for quite some time, where you come in, you know, got a couple of... Normally, there's a game going on in front of me, and I get to just talk about whatever's happening on the game. And so then this is kind of different. So point being, hold my hand today, will you?
I'm here for you, Mark.
I mean, you know, where are we going? What are we doing? What's going to happen? How do we... what's the out cue? What are the times? This is the thing the average listener out there never gets a chance to really understand, you know, because, you know, Brady does it flawlessly. And
I do it flawlessly as well on my side.
Notice how I get to quickly get that in, right? The race is coming, I'm sure. I'm quite certain it's coming. But, yeah, so we're going to be fun today. We got a couple of hours.
Yep.
We'll sit here and play around a little bit, as he can kind of imagine. And who was in yesterday, by the way?
We had Kelly Lyle from the Fort Collins, Colorado.
All right, so he's talking a lot of Rams.
Lots of Rams.
Right?
So we got a little rivalry thing going on
here.
Yeah,
so that's good. And today, as you imagine, with my day job being the voice of the Buffs and stuff, so we're going to talk quite a bit of Colorado sports. And so right off the top here, you know, we all missed it. And how many times was I on with Brady talking about, you know, what went on in the sports world last year and how tough all of that was. And so it's I mean, for anybody in the world of sports, even if you're just a sports fan, we're all salivating right now thinking about the fact that football's going to happen here in about a month. We're going to get things underway with the various camps. The Rams will get going up in Fort Collins, the Buffs down in Boulder, Northern Colorado. Finally, Ed McCaffrey's going to get a chance to coach a football game here at UNC in Greeley. And it's going to be fun to see his first game. Will be down in Boulder at Folsom Field, of course. So we're all getting kind of excited about that. And, you know, summer's just, I know we're getting to the heat of summer, and we got the stampede going on right now, which is always great. But football is just around the corner here, and so we're going to talk a little Buffs football. And I thought we'd grab one of the great Buffs of all time, and now he's a phenomenal coach and the offensive coordinator for the Colorado Buffaloes. Darren Cheverini's going to join us coming up here in just a few minutes at 12:15. We'll get Chev on and talk a little bit about what's going on with the Buffs and their offseason. And right now, they just, you know, got heavy into recruiting, and I know they're getting a bunch of commitments here as of late, so it looks like that's going well. But really, for the first time in a long time, you know, last year, it was that way last year, but I don't really count it. It was kind of a, you know, it was great for Carl Durrell. They went 4-1. It went to a bowl game, the Alamo Bowl with Texas. But it was such an abbreviated season. It was on again, off again. So for me, it was almost kind of a cup of coffee last year we had with college football. So we've got a full year coming up. The coaching staff gets a full run at that. But for the first time in a long time, we're really going into a regular season. They're trying to figure out who the quarterback is. And so I think that'll be kind of fun to talk with Chev about. He's got just a wildly talented and deep receiver room we can chat about, and you know, we'll stick mainly on the offensive side, being his offensive coordinator. But there's I think some fun things coming up for the Buffaloes, and one heck of a schedule, not just the Bears to start things out for that first game on September 3rd, but then you've got a top 10 matchup with Texas A&M down at Mile High Stadium, and then the Minnesota Golden Gophers coming to town, and then you jump into the deep end of the pool in the Pac-12 with Arizona State and USC, and so things are going to be kind of fun. So I thought we'd talk some football with Chev. And then you're going to love this here. So who's that, you know, who's Greeley's favorite son down in Boulder?
Well, it's got to be you, Mark.
Well, no, it's not me. I have nothing to do with. But who's their favorite son down in Boulder? Tad Boyle, right?
Right.
I mean, he's a Greeley guy. Grew up just down the street here. I've been to his mom's place when she's had that place here in town. And so I'm like, well, yeah, I'm going to be up in Greeley. I get to host the show on KFKA. Of course, we're going to call. So I dropped Tad a line. I said, what do you think? Just come on and chat with me in your hometown a little bit. I'd love to, but he says, I've got a tea time. So the head coach of the Buffs has got a tea time. It sounded like it was a very important foursome, right? And so he's not going to join us. So with what's going on with Tad and the Buffs right now on the basketball side, and what they did last year with McKinley Wright and that crew and going to the NCAA tournament and just beating up Georgetown and Patrick Ewing in the first round. And then, you know, it was that tragic day for the second round, obviously, when we got to the tragedy happened down in Boulder. And that affected the team that ended up losing to Florida State and all that. But still, what he has built there. And when I say he's Greeley's favorite son, he should be. Because I've said many, many times that he's as good a basketball coach as I've ever been around. And over the course of my career, I've been with, you know, traveling around the country and living in different areas. And, you know, I covered Indiana for a little while out there with Purdue and Indiana and Gene Cady and Bobby Knight, two Hall of Famers. I was at Syracuse and Jim Boeheim. And so I always say about Tad, he's as fine a coach as I've ever been around, and he's an even better human being. And so I really wanted to get Tad on today. That wasn't going to work out. He's got the tea time. Now I know where I fall in the pecking order, by the way, Colfax, right?
Summer break. What do you expect?
Yeah. You've got tea time. I need to get my wisdom teeth extracted. I think I fall just behind that in the list. But we hooked up anyway with Associate Head Coach Mike Rohn. He's going to join us. And so we'll chat with Mike. Because Tad has put together a top 10 recruiting class down in Boulder for the Buffaloes. I mean, last year was the top 25 or 30. And yes, they lose McKinley Wright. But you've got a wildly talented group of young men who are on that team, and they're practicing right now. And I know it's kind of an odd time of year for that to be happening. They've got a South American trip coming up. The way it works in college athletics is once every 4 years or so, they're allowed to take a foreign trip and go somewhere. And they've got a trip coming up later on this summer. So they get a few practices, and so they're using three of them this week. They practiced yesterday. I think they've got one tomorrow, and I want to say I think it's Thursday, not Friday. But so we'll get to Mike Rohn and talk about that. We got to talk some Broncos. I thought when we, you know, doing the show here, filling in for Brady today, Jeff Langwald is with ESPN, and there is nobody in the National Football League more connected than Leggy is. And I know a lot of times in the world of sports media, you know, you think of when you think of the NFL and ESPN, you think of Adam Schefter and guys like that. Well, Leggy's one of those guys that's feeding those guys information. And so Jeff is as connected as anybody and one of my favorite people. And so we'll talk with him. And then just to wrap things up, boy, with the Olympic trials have been going on, how about what the Buffs have done, putting a number of young men and women into the Olympic Games coming up here in a few weeks? And so Neil Welk, who many years, anybody from this part of the state of Colorado, Neil for many years wrote for the Boulder Daily Camera, and then he moved around the country a little bit. He has come back, and he's the contributing editor with CUBuffs.com. And so we're going to chat with Neil a little bit about just the Buffs in general, but Neil's always been very attentive to what's been going on with kind of track and field and what they've been doing with the Olympics, and so that might be kind of fun as well. I got a couple of numbers to pass along. When we don't have a guest on, and I'm not the smartest guy in the world, never claimed to be, but if you've got any Buff question you'd like just to throw along to us, there's a couple of ways you can do that. We've got the call-in line. Do people still call in radio stations, or do they just text stuff in now?
It's mostly text, but we'll take a call whenever.
970-353-1310 is the call-in line. So those of you with the rotary phone out there, go ahead and dial that if you want to call in. That would be a guy like me. 970-353-1310. And then the text line. And, again, because I'm not the youngest guy in the world, so if you've texted him before, do you have to do anything?
Nope. Only if you're a new texter.
If you're a new texter, what do you have to do?
You have to text KFKA to, I can read it for you.
970-478-1310.
Yeah. They want to hear from you.
Okay. And what happens when you text in KFKA?
Then you're subscribed into our text line, and you can just shoot us texts all day long.
Do you get free stuff?
Sometimes, yeah. We do lots of
sometimes
we
you do
some giveaways.
Well, okay. We're going to get you something free here today. So that's one of the two ways you can do it. Just text KFKA to 970-478-1301. or the call in line 970-353-1310. And it was a 1301 or 1310. Did I get that?
It is a 1. No, you're correct.
It is. Okay. Want to make sure. Again, I knew he's holding my hand today. My name is Mark Johnson, voice of the Buffs, filling in for Brady here on Northern Colorado's Voice, KFKA. We're going to talk some Buffs football. The offensive coordinator, Darren Cheverini, is going to join us next.
You're listening to The Hall Show, powered by PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break. The Power Trip, weekdays at 11 on 1310 KFKA.
Hey, everybody. This is Dalton Reisner, 2019 draft prospect out of Wiggins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Hall Show on 1310 KFKA.
Back once again on The whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Northern Colorado's Voice, KFKA, filling in for Brady today, voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson. And so you know we're going to talk Colorado football and basketball on the program here today for a couple of hours. And proud to have on the offensive coordinator. He was a heck of a player for the Buffaloes. He's the OC now. He's the wide receivers coach. And that is Darren Cheverini joining us here for a few minutes. Chev, I'd have to imagine after, and you guys did everything you possibly could last year through what was difficult circumstances to put a 4-1 season together. But I'd imagine you guys are just chomping at the bit to have a real college football season coming up here, starting a little over a month when you get camp underway, huh?
Yeah, we're really excited. Obviously, last year was something hopefully you never have to go through again in your career. But I know the players are excited. The coaches are excited. We had a really good spring football, and our players are in the summer conditioning program right now. And I know we're gearing up here pretty soon to get into fall camp. So I know everybody's excited to get this one going.
Yeah, I was awful impressed with what you guys did with during spring ball out there a number of times. We broadcast the spring game. Give me your postscript. As you guys are trying to really, you finally get your hands back in the guys, you're able to coach them up. Give me the postscript on how you felt coming out of spring ball.
Yeah, it was great to have spring. You know, obviously last year we went right into fall camp and then installing the offense and playing a shortened schedule. And so this year, you know, having spring ball, get a chance to really work with these guys, evaluate them, not worried about getting ready to play a game, but really just doing a true like roster evaluation of what we think we have going forward. Felt good about what we accomplished this spring and excited to see the competition this fall camp.
How much do you think in your second tenure now as the offensive coordinator, how much are you evolving and in your offense evolving?
You know, I really believe that, you know, in order to grow as a play caller, you have to go through it. You have to call plays. You have to have success and have to have adversity. We've had both, you know, during my tenure. We've had some good games and we've had some games I'd like to have back you know, but going through, I think I've really grown just, you know, as an offensive coordinator, developing game plans, calling games. And, you know, I think we saw some of that last year just in our growth from being under center. Some of the play action, our run game was much improved, but how we called it. So I feel like this year will be even better. I think just continue to do it and continue to grow as a coach is been good for me going through this.
You know, Chef, that's one thing. You know, I've talked so much with Gary Barnett about that very thing, and I'm always, and I don't think the average person understands that there, because you know the way it works, right? The same way with broadcasters as it is with coach. Everyone sits on the couch and goes, "Oh man, I could do that. I know what's coming." And it's amazing when the multi-level mental gymnastics you're doing in that position, because you're not thinking about the next play. You're thinking about four or five plays down the script here, right? In terms of, you know, if they do this, this is going to come. If that happens, this. I mean, it's amazing kind of the game of chess you're playing.
Yeah, you're always trying to stay ahead of the sticks, and you're really looking for the next play as you're calling the play you're calling in the present. So it really is a lot of mental gymnastics, and it takes a lot of practice and from calling it in camp, from calling it in live games, calling it under pressure, calling it in bowl games. Those things all pay dividends in the future, and I truly believe that our offense has evolved since the first time I called it, and we'll continue to evolve as our roster continues to improve and we keep recruiting at a high level. I truly believe we'll keep gaining ground in this conference and win this thing here pretty soon.
So what's happening for a coach right now? Here we're just about to open up the month of July. So you got camp, it's a month off. What's the day-to-day for you guys right now?
So we just wrapped up, you know, our spring, you know, pretty much the early summer recruiting.
Yeah.
And so now the NCAA has us in a dead period. So we're on vacation for a couple weeks, and then we'll be back in the office, you know, getting geared up for fall camp, obviously starting in August. But since we got back from the bowl game, it's been a grind, you know, just really working almost every day, just putting the spring ball together, then recruiting, and then recruiting visits. So it's been hectic, and now we kind of get a little bit of R&R before we ramp up again in August.
What did you guys learn? So last year, you had to recruit virtually. Now, just recently, you guys, and by the way, congratulations. I know we can't mention names, but congratulations. It looks like things went very well. You feel good about what you guys just did?
Yeah, I do. I think June was a really, really productive month for our program, and I think getting people here on campus and letting them see Boulder, letting them see our facilities and be around the coaching staff face-to-face paid dividends for us this June. And, you know, obviously recruiting last fall in the pandemic and recruiting virtually is really hard because I think for us as coaches, you want to get a true evaluation on these players. But I do feel like we signed a really good class. I've been seeing them work out in the weight room and with Coach Turley running. And so it's impressive we were able to do that virtually. So hopefully we never have to do that again.
Do you think, though, with what you guys learned, and you guys got awful creative, I mean, like everybody had to during the whole pandemic there, does that help you recruiting when now you can get them back on campus? But yet I'd imagine you're probably keeping aspects of what you were doing, right? I mean, as creative as you guys got?
Yeah, no question. I think the virtual visits are something that obviously was created through the pandemic, and it's something that's been a staple now for us even post-pandemic. So we're going to keep incorporating that into our recruiting strategy, and I believe it does help us because, no one knew what Zoom was until we knew what Zoom was, right? And so now we're all experts in Zoom, and so we're able to do that with prospects and with parents, and they can see us. So it's been encouraging.
I think the biggest thing we learned is when the camera's on and when the camera's off, right?
Dude, there's been a lot of people getting in trouble with those things, right? And the mute button.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Make sure you got the mute button on.
No doubt about that. Yeah, without question. No, it's been good for the Buffs. We're talking with Darren Chevarini, offensive coordinator for the Colorado Buffaloes. And okay, we got to ask the obvious question, man. I know Buff Nation out there is just can't wait to see this quarterback competition. That as the odd guy that calls the plays, you got to be fascinated by kind of what's going to happen here when fall camp gets underway, right?
Yeah, I really feel good about it. You know, I think you got two different types of quarterbacks. You really do. I mean, I think, you know, Brennan showed in that bowl game his ability to play on the run and also, you know, throw the ball downfield, be dynamic, you know, both as a thrower and as a runner. And then you got JT, who's a good athlete, who can play from the pocket. He can really spin the ball. He's got great touch. And he is athletic enough to get you out of trouble. So I truly believe those two competing for it. And then, you know, bringing Drew Carter along as well.
Yeah.
I really feel like we've upgraded that room. I really do through recruiting. And I can't say enough about what Sam did for us, man. I love that kid.
Yep.
And have a ton of respect for Sam. You know, he believed in me enough to come back out of the portal and play for us and led us to a great season in that shortened season. We couldn't have done it without Sam, and so he knows how I feel about him, and I'm wishing him the best of luck. But I do feel like we got some guys in that room are going to keep elevating us and pushing us forward with Coach Durrell and his tenure here at Colorado.
You know, and I think you look at those two guys and throw Drew in there too, because he's obviously a very talented young guy. When it all comes down to it, sometimes we think, well, okay, if this guy makes the right play, but as you evaluate, kind of go through the things you're looking at in the guy that you want to be the starting quarterback for the Buffaloes.
You know, the two biggest things that I'm really big on is decision-making and accuracy. I truly believe in order to be an elite quarterback at any level, you got to be able to make good decisions. You got to be able to manage the offense and different situational football. And then you have to be accurate. You have to be able to make the throws under pressure. You have to be able to make them on third down in the red zone. And you have to be able to put them in tight windows. And you have to throw them open. I'm really big with quarterbacks about throwing guys open and not waiting for them to be open. And so I believe we have those guys in that room, and the competition will be fierce. I know how Coach Terrell is. I've been around Coach as a player and as a coach now, and I know, you know, he has high standards for the quarterback position, just like I do. I feel like we have that. We got to let it play out in camp and see who takes hold of it, and we'll go from there. You know, and you never know. You might have to play both. We'll
see.
You know, but I do believe those guys are working hard in Coach Lang's first room.
Chef, how was that? So you knew Carl Durrell as a guy that coached you when you played and now working for him. How has that been, seeing him kind of from a different angle?
You know, it's been really good. You know, we have a unique relationship, obviously, because I played for him for 4 years, and so I think there is a trust factor there.
Sure.
But I also believe that Coach Durrell had to get to know me as a coach, and just like I had to get to know him as my head coach as on his staff. And so I think we went through that last year, you know, kind of going through that, you know, trust factor between both of us. But he's been great. I know he believes in me, and you know, he wants obviously to see us all do well, and I want to help him as well. So I do believe it's a partnership. And but he's been great. We talk about a lot of things offensively. We talk about personnel. We talk about scheme, and even in-game adjustments during last year. So I believe it's been a good relationship as a player coach, and it's been a good relationship as a being on his staff. So I'm excited to see what the future holds for us.
You know, we're talking about those quarterbacks and your room, that wide receiver room. Partner, the job that you've done and that staff has done recruiting wide receivers has been phenomenal the last few years. Man, that thing is just packed, isn't it? I mean, it's loaded.
Yeah, it's a really talented room. It's a young room, you know, Mark. You know, honestly, last year playing a shortened season, you know, there was a lot of young guys playing, like Levante playing his first kind of like real snaps. Daniel Aries playing his real first snaps. Maurice Bell playing his first real snaps. You know, and I think, you know, Brendan Rice playing his first snaps ever. So it's a young room. And then you got some veteran guys like Dimitri, who's a solid veteran player that makes plays and shown to be explosive. You know, Jalen Jackson's a guy, a veteran guy that's been kind of like that steady Eddie kind of guy for us. You know, they'll make plays when his number's called. But I truly believe as a coach and as a former player that in order for you to be great, you got to have competition. You got to be going against other great players, and you got to be fighting for playing time. When the issue I think that you have when guys are complacent is when there's nobody behind them pushing to be better. And I believe that we've done that with the receiving room. We've recruited well. We've had guys drafted. They're playing well in the NFL, and I think people want to play here at that position. And it's going to have to be earned.
Yeah, you've done a phenomenal job. What do you look for in a wide receiver? I mean, you know, saying great hands, I guess, would be oversimplification. What are you identifying out there? Why has this group been so talented?
You know, honestly, when I evaluate film, I've always looked at, does the guy make plays? Like, within the first 30 seconds of watching a kid's film, does it wow me? If it doesn't wow me in the first 30 seconds, I turn it off. Because I think the worst thing you can do in the evaluation process is trying to find reasons why you want to take him. You shouldn't have to find reasons why you want to recruit a kid. It should pop off the tape right away. The first 15 to 30 seconds, it should wow me, whatever position it may be.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, then move on. And so I think what I've been able to do is, you know, go through the film. I like the film. Okay, next step is I need to go see them live. So then I'm going to go see them live. And if I like them live, then I'm really going to turn up the heat as far as recruiting them and building that relationship. And then at the end of the day, you got to get them to sign with you. And so you have to build that relationship through, you know, trust, through communication, getting to know the parents, getting to know the family, and, you know, then you got to get them the signing day, and then you got to sign them. So it's not an easy process. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. It's a little different than, like, pro football where you're drafting the best available player. We're not doing that. We're trying to find the best available player, evaluate the best available player, and then recruit the best available player to sign. So it's a little bit different of a process.
Yeah, but you got some great ones there. You know, one thing I loved when I got to Colorado here and started calling the bus games in 2004 was the way that Colorado scheduled. And I know that there's been a step back in a few seasons in recent years, but I bring this up because, Chev, you guys are going to be tested, man, right? I mean, right out there, think about it. As, you know, you jump into the Pac-12 and it's Arizona State and USC, and then you're just going through the gauntlet. But your non-conference, I mean, Northern Colorado to kick it off, and then a top 10 team in Texas A&M, and then Minnesota coming to town. You like the way this team's going to be challenged very quickly?
Yeah, no question. I mean, that was when I played here back in the 90s when Coach Durrell was the offensive coordinator and the receiver coach, and Coach Neuheisel was our head coach. And even you go back to the Coach McCartney days in their heyday, they were never afraid to schedule top out-of-conference opponents.
Yep.
And I believe if you're going to be among the elite, and we're not there yet, you know, we're not. We haven't proven that yet as a program. But if you're going to be amongst the elite, you got to be willing to play anyone, anywhere. And you got to be willing to take on the best and play them at their place, play them at a neutral site, play them at your place. But I believe that we're headed that way with Coach Durrell. He's got a great vision for our program and his culture, what he's trying to build, and we're helping him build that. But I truly believe if you're going to be a great program, you got to play the best teams, and that's what we're excited about the opportunity, and we'll be ready to play our best football.
I think it was the great philosopher Randy Macho Man Savage who once said, if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best, right?
No question. You do, and you do. That hasn't changed in any sport.
Yeah. Gang, this guy right here is going to be a head coach in college football very, very soon, and he's a great one. Shep, we appreciate the time today.
Mark, I appreciate it, man. Good luck, and with you, with all your stuff going on, I know you're busy as well, man, and let's connect soon.
I look forward to it. All right, that's Darren Cheverini. He's the offensive coordinator, a great Buff wide receivers coach for the Colorado Buffaloes. He'll open up against, as I said here in Greeley today, against the Bears in Northern Colorado on September 3rd, and then it's Texas A&M and Minnesota. And boy, I can't wait. It's just so good to have college football back. I mean, it's just the fact that we're going to have butts in the seats. We're going to be in person. I won't have to call when the Buffs play, you know, on the road against whomever it is. I won't be sitting at a television studio in Boulder doing a game again. We get to go on the road. So, yeah, a lot to be excited about. And what's going on with Carl Durrell and Darren Cheverini and Chris Wilson, the defensive coordinator, everybody down at Boulder. Boy, there's some good stuff happening. We're going to talk some hoops coming up in a couple of minutes. We couldn't get Tad. Tad had a tea time today. So associate head coach Mike Rohn's going to join us at 12:45. We got more I see you talk. And we're going to talk some Broncos. Jeff Legwell will be with us in a few minutes, sir, here in about 45 minutes as well as we continue. Mark Johnson filling in for Brady Hull today, broadcasting from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. It's Northern Colorado's Voice, KFKA.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
This is Kelly Lyle with the Fort Collins, Colorado, and your CSU Insider on The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Well, it's great to be filling in for Brady today. Voice of the Bus, Mark Johnson here. It's The Hull Show powered by PDC Energy and Northern Colorado's Voice, KFKA. We're going to talk some hoops here in a couple of minutes. And, you know, we just got finished wrapping up our conversation with Darren Cheverini, the offensive coordinator for the Buffaloes, and talking about the schedule that the Buffs have this year. I mean, it's just fantastic. I mean, like we mentioned, the Bears off the tops. You got UNC and Eddie Mack and the Bears coming on down to Boulder, and then it's a top-10 team in Denver at Mile High Stadium at Texas A&M. Then Minnesota coming to town, and then you jump into Arizona State and USC and on down the line. But what the Buffs have done from a basketball standpoint, and again, last year with what was happening with the COVID issues and, you know, the season and, you know, part of the season being canceled, the non-conference slate, and then they adjust everything. So they had to kind of move some games around a little bit. And you look at what the Buffs have got coming up this year. You know, they just released the bulk of their non-conference slate here. We're going to talk with Mike Rohn, the associate head coach, here in just a couple of minutes. But you've got Kansas coming to town. You've got Tennessee coming to town. You've got a game with CSU, so the Buffs and Rams. We're not going to get that on the football side, obviously. And so, I mean, it's a heck of a schedule. And then this is always the way Colfax it works out for the guy that does the games. So how about this? The Buffs have got an event in the Virgin Islands. Now, doesn't that sound like a nice trip?
Yeah, I'm down.
That would be a great trip. You know, yeah. I've always enjoyed it. Since I've been here, many times Colorado's played in Hawaii. I've got to go to Hawaii, I think, twice for football, if I remember, and three or four times for basketball. And so that's always a lot of fun. He'd look forward to that. And so when I heard that the Buffs were going to play in the Virgin Islands trip, I've never been to the Virgin Islands. I mean, I don't have that kind of cash to be, you know, traveling around the globe. I'm like, fantastic. Oh, wait a second. There's a football game that weekend. So guess the way that works out, right?
Stuck in snowy Colorado.
You got the football game happening, you know, late in the season. There's always a lot on the line. Basketball, it's non-conference. It's kind of a fun trip. Hey, Johnson, you're going to stay back in the cold and in the snow. And so,
you sure couldn't just say I got not feeling too well?
No, I know.
Might as well just step out.
Something, you know. It's only be good for my health if I went to warmer weather. No, nobody wants to. So anyway, I was thinking we might have to do it. Maybe I can do that sometime with Brady. We'll open it up and see if who wants to fill in for the game in the Virgin Islands and broadcast the games.
Tit for tat.
Yeah, no broadcasting experience necessary. Yeah. Come on over. Let's do it. Get yourself a free trip for you and the missus to go on and do a little basketball in the Virgin Islands. But, yeah, a lot to be excited about. You know, we talk football, and I think things are, you know, the needle's certainly pointed north there with what Tad has done and his, boy, how many years has it been now? Is it 13? Something like that. Mike Rohn has been along with Tad every step of the way as his right-hand man. He's the associate head coach, and he's going to join us. They've got a top 25 recruiting class. It's the number one class in the Pac-12 this year, and they're practicing right now. Guys are in town getting ready for a trip they've got coming up here later on this summer. And so we're going to connect with Mike Rohn coming up next. Fun to be on the air with you here in Greeley today on the Hull Show, powered by PDC Energy. This is Northern Colorado's Voice, KFKA, talking Buffs hoops coming up next.
You're listening to The Halls Show, powered by PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break. What's happening in your own backyard? Listen to NoCo Now with Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
This is Miles Blumhardt, sports editor at the Fort Collins Coloradoan, and you're listening to The Halls Show on 1310 KFKA.
Well, it's great to be with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. Beautiful day. Boy, it's going to be a great few days for the Greeley Stampede happening right here in town. As I'm filling in for Brady today here on the Hull Show, powered by PDC Energy. Voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson, talking a little Colorado basketball right now. Joining us, the associate head coach for the Buffaloes, Mike Roan, on with us. Mike, welcome. You ever been to the Greeley Stampede?
I have not. I've heard great things about it. You know, Coach Bull's always talking about it, you know. Everything in Greeley is the best, according to Coach Bull.
Well, there's no doubt about that.
But my daughters actually go. Okay. So I hear a lot about it, yeah.
We got to get you up here.
I know, you know.
Have you ever worn a cowboy hat? Be honest, have you ever worn a cowboy hat?
Mark, I'm from Colby, Kansas, so...
I know you have. You have to.
Growing up, now, I was pretty young when I was wearing the cowboy hat. As I got a little older, I probably wasn't wearing it as much, but oh yeah, I've had one on.
Outstanding. Hey, before we get talking about what is an exciting, I think, Colorado basketball team that we got coming up this upcoming season, a couple of things, Buff-related, but not on the current roster. I just saw a story here just maybe a half hour, 45 minutes ago, right before we went on the air, about what a performance that McKinley Wright had at the combine. It sounded like he did fantastic, didn't he?
Yeah, it sounds like he did. You know, my wife recorded some of the games. I haven't had a chance to watch them, but heard a lot of people talking about it. And so excited for him. I totally expected that to be the case.
Yeah.
And so hopefully that leads to something really good for him.
He, you can't overstate, and I don't need to tell you this, but you can't overstate how special he was for this program. And those are the kind of guys, Mike, that I mean, they spring the program forward, don't they, when you've got a guy that has that kind of impact?
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, I mean, you talk to recruits now, and they, you know, they can identify with him a little bit. And, you know, so anytime you have a player like that, a player that's just given so much to the program and you know, a lot of success followed him here.
Yeah.
And so we're just carrying on to the next group now.
Yeah. And along that same lines, I know the press conference, I think, is happening right now with Chauncey Billups being named the head coach of the Portland Trailblazers. Well, you've got to, and that's true with the guys that we've got playing in the NBA, the Spencer Dinwiddies and Derek Whites and on and on and on. When you get an alum like that who then has those kind of positions, that just sheds a very nice light on the program, doesn't it?
Yeah, we're so happy for him and proud of him. And he's going to do a great job, and without a doubt, that you know, just gives you a lot of national recognition, you know, in the basketball world. And we're really excited for Chauncey, and looking forward to following him for sure, like we always do.
So, tell me what's going on right now. Yeah, I know you guys got the trip coming up this summer, but you've actually been in the gym this week.
We have. We get 10 practices before we go to Costa Rica this summer on a little foreign trip, which we're really excited about with our new guys. And so we've, you know, kind of broke it up a little bit, you know, 5 practices here at the end of June, and then we'll bring them back, you know, early August and practice 5 more times right before we leave. So it's been a busy time for us. We're back on the road recruiting, which is very, very nice.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we've been busy. But it's fun.
How does the play-by-play guy never get to go to Costa Rica? How come that works out that way?
Well, I don't know. They'd probably rather have you go, you know, than some of us. But I can't believe, you know, we need to make that happen.
Yeah, something fell through the cracks there. I'm not sure what happened. So what is the trip for the fans out there? You guys get to do this every few years, right, where you get to go on a foreign trip. And what does that look like, and what do you try to accomplish with that kind of trip?
Yeah, the NCAA allows you to do one every 4 years. You don't have to do it. You know, we're fortunate that, you know, we have been able to do that. And so we're at a time. Last year was actually a year that we could have went, and COVID mm-hmm. kind of put a damper on that too.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But it actually really works better for us, and we probably were going to postpone it anyway, just because, you know, this is a team that you really want you know, to have some extra practice time and some extra games, you know, in the summer. And so it works really good with us having a lot of new players. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we get 10 practices this summer and then, you know, get a travel and we'll be gone for 10 days and hopefully play 4 or 5 games and let the young guys play a lot. And some of the returning guys that didn't play as much. And so it's a great opportunity and from a basketball standpoint, yeah, especially with a young group.
Yeah, I was going to say, with the youth you've got on this team, and you know, you get Evan Batty, and so you've obviously got some veterans, but boy, there's a lot of youth there. It's got to be invaluable to get them around the program, understand the culture, understand the expectations for Tad and you guys and the staff, and what it means to be a Colorado Buffalo, right?
Yeah, it's a really good thing, and we're really hoping it springboards us to being a little better a little earlier with a young team than normal. Our non-conference schedule in the fall is really tough.
Yeah.
And so, you know, this is going to really help those guys get some playing experience and give us a chance to, you know, evaluate them and see who's a little more ready than some of the others.
Yeah. That non-conference schedule you guys just laid out there, boy, whose idea was that? That's a heck of a schedule with a young team.
Oh, yeah, we're putting Coach in charge of the schedule this year. And, yeah, it's exciting, though. You know, we should have had KU at home last year, right, but it just didn't work out with COVID. And so, you know, it's really good. And we're excited, and our guys are excited about that. And should be great for our fans.
I mean, man, you look at it before the first of the year. You've got Kansas, you've got CSU, Bakersfield, so Cal Bakersfield, who can be awful salty at different times. You got Tennessee, you got UCLA and Stanford, you've got Southern Illinois, you've got New Mexico. I mean, you're going to find out very quickly what this young group of guys is all about.
Yeah, we are, and that kind of takes us back to that foreign trip. Why it's so important for us getting some extra practices in. And so we're excited, and you know, I think our team is built to take on that challenge.
Give us a quick comment about let me run through the freshmen on the roster right now. So let's just start with the kid from here in state, heck of an athlete, Julian Hammett out of Cherry Creek. Give me a quick comment about him.
Yeah, he's a special kid. You know, just a very decorated high school career, not only on the hoops court, but you know, very well documented quarterback, and has won just had an unbelievable. I think he's all time winningest athlete, you know, in football and basketball in the state, somebody told me the other day. But he's off to a good start. You know, it's nice for him to now just focus on one thing.
Sure.
And that's going to be important in his development. And so he's just off and running, doing a good job, just a great kid and a very, very good competitor.
Don't let anybody from that football office see him, all right?
Oh, you know, we're not. That's for sure.
How about Quincy Allen? He's the highly regarded kid out of the Maryland area. Tell me about him.
Yeah, he was a D.C. High School Player of the Year, Gatorade Player of the Year, and we're real excited about him as well. He's off to a good start. He's probably arguably our most athletic guy. He's every bit 6'7", and he just, you know, runs and jumps. You know, not quite Tyler Bay-ish, but pretty darn close.
Okay.
Athletically, and so it's fun seeing him fly around and learn. He's ultra competitive. You know, he's got a little chip on his shoulder, and he's just so versatile. You know, he can do a lot of different things, and we can use him in a lot of different positions.
How about Javon Ruffin? Boy, his father could play a little bit now. The young man out of New Orleans.
Yeah, he's got some great bloodlines there. You know, his dad actually played at Cherry Creek High School, High School.
Yeah.
And they're two totally different players. Michael Ruffin was a power forward, and Javon is a guard. You know, Javon hurt his knee in his last game of his senior year and had a little surgery, and so he's been out rehabbing while he's been on campus, and he won't be cleared for full practice till probably the end of August.
Okay.
He'll be ready to hit the ground running. Exciting, you know, talent. You know, one of kind of a Colorado guard, big guard, you know, that can dribble, pass, shoot, you know, kind of what we've been lucky to have here in the past.
You bet.
And so, yeah, excited about him.
And then Lawson Lovering. Here I'm sitting up here in Northern Colorado right now, and the 7-footer out of Cheyenne. How about him?
Oh, man. Lawson, this great story about him. His high school coach came up yesterday and surprised him with his state championship ring.
So, nice.
won the state championship his senior year, and we always knew, you know, we were just fortunate, you know, to find him really early his freshman year and knew he was really going to be special, and so we were able to get an early commitment, and he's been even better than we thought.
Really?
Earlier than we thought. He's every bit 7 foot, really good defensively, which you know is pretty important in the Old Buff program, but moves very, very well, and he's like this, you know, sponge. He loves to learn, and you know, for a big guy, you know, he loves to practice, he loves to work, and he's in the gym all the time, and Buff fans are gonna really like him because he's a little different than maybe what, you know, we've had for a while.
Yeah. And the last 30, 40 seconds here. How about, you know, I know he's not a freshman, but Mason Faulkner coming in, the transfer coming in from Western Carolina. Boy, he's going to be ultra important this year, isn't he?
Ultra important. You know, sixth-year player using this COVID year, graduate transfer. You know, a lot like Jariah last year in a lot of ways. Mature, really good leader, and he's going to be very important to this team because he does give us, you know, another added experienced player that's been in big games. So we're excited about Mason, too.
Yeah, good stuff. Mike, good to catch up with you, my friend. I look forward to the season getting underway when we're traveling around the country and finally doing that once again. So looking forward to it.
All right. Well, I appreciate you having me on.
You bet. That's Mike Rohn. He's the associate head coach for Tad Boyle and the Colorado Buffaloes. What a recruiting class they have coming in to lead the Buffaloes this year. And they throw in Evan Batty and Keyshawn Barthelemy and Jabari Walker and on and down the line from all the guys they had a year ago. That's a young, exciting team for the Buffaloes. Mark Johnson filling in for Brady Hall. It's the Hull Show powered by PDC Energy. Hour one in the books. More still to come here on Northern Colorado's Voice, KFKA. We're back in just a couple of minutes.